when you need news the most.
All these stories about child molesters got my mind wandering. Look, I'm not saying I would touch children. But you can't help but look with that smooth skin and those glistening sweat beads on the back of their neck. Tan from playing in the sun. Oh my god!
News from around the globe.
What the fuck? How the hell are you supposed to pronounce that? There's like three R's in a row. I hate brown people, and this is why. White people's names make sense. Consonant, vowel, consonant, vowel, consonant, vowel. It's easy.
Delivered to you with respect and dignity.
Pussy looks like it has prongs. Men, watch out. That thing looks hungry. Hungry for pee-pee.
News that matters.
The investigation continues. Stick with Distorted View. I will never mention this story again. No one cares. Except, of course, the dead woman and her family. But no one else does. How does it feel, family of the dead woman, to know your beloved daughter is part of a news story no one gives a shit about? It's not interesting enough. Moving on.
The Distorted View Show. Oh, mama. It's Sextastic Tuesday. On Distorted View.
Hi, baby. Thanks for calling 1-800-WET-SHIT. The best place to talk about sex and more.
That is a very specific phone sex line, isn't it? 1-800-WET-SHIT. I mean, a phone sex line just for scat freaks, you'd think that would be enough, but no, they've narrowed it down to scat freaks who only want to talk about wet shit. Like, don't call this line with your little rabbit pellet shit or your sausage-like turds. No, no. You call 1-800-WET-SHIT and you're going to talk about wet shit. You're going to like it. Otherwise, take your solid shit to 1-800-HARD-LOG or something. We don't want to deal with it. If you can't gargle with it, we don't want anything to do with it. Hey, freaks, Tim Henson with you. This is the Distorted View. Oh, this is still the intro. I'm already off and running. Hey, freaks, it's Tuesday, July 8th, 2008, coming up on the program today. Remember that tax stimulus check Bush was creaming himself over? Well, apparently, most Americans were jizzing over it as well, because they spent their free money on porn. Where'd my music go? I'm taking too long, I guess. There we go. That works. Plus, why is your trash bag crying? I'll give you one guess. And cockfighting and prostitution. They go together like, well, cock and pussy. All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Tuesday podcast. Got a great show for you today. All right, here's the deal. It's Sextastic Tuesday. I recorded a new story for you guys. However, after reading it, you know, it was a good story. It was funny. However, it's sort we've done it before. We've already covered that territory, really. So here's what I'm going to do. Today, we're going to do a classic Sextastic Tuesday story for you. On the sideshow, I will post the new Sextastic Tuesday story alone. So sideshow members will get a bonus episode on the feed today and also this unaired masterpiece of erotic fiction. Today, though, I've got a great past story, and I hope we haven't replayed this recently. It's a good story, though. You'll get a laugh out of it. Let's get into it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you a Sextastic Tuesday.
Sextastic.
Simple as can be.
The happy sounds of the Smurfs could be heard echoing throughout the forest as they cheerfully collected the berries which composed their vegetarian diet. Brainy Smurf stopped to admire a butterfly flutter by in that special way that only butterflies could. A berry here, a berry there, a berry to make you smile, sang the Smurfs as they filled their baskets. Lazy Smurf nudged Brainy Smurf and motioned to the Smurfette. Wouldn't you like to pop her in the ass? Lazy Smurf, what a terrible thing to say! Come on, brainy Smurf, she's got what you and I both need. Pussy! I can't believe I'm hearing this from you! I simply can't stand for it! But then brainy Smurf's gaze caught a glimpse of Smurfette's blue Smurfy ass under her Smurfy dress as she smurfily picked berries. Hey, you like what you see there, brainy Smurf? Asked the approaching meaty Smurf. Meaty Smurf? I don't recall a meaty Smurf in the cartoon. Ain't you ever wonder if she used that thing, brainy Smurf? Pressed lazy Smurf. She is kind of smurfy, commented brainy Smurf after a long pause. Smurfette was surprised when an arm grabbed her from behind and dragged her to the ground. God, please, not Smurf rape. That's crossing some sort of line, what Distorted View is all about. Smurfette was surprised when an arm grabbed her from behind and dragged her to the ground. Don't make a noise, commanded a voice, which Smurfette immediately recognized as Meaty Smurf. Fear pulsed through Smurfette's body. Well, that's not very Smurfy. As she was quickly subdued and dragged behind some bushes away from her berry-picking friends. Brainy Smurf and Lazy Smurf held Smurfette down. Oh, man. While Meaty Smurf pulled Smurfette's dress down and off. The Smurfs gasped in unison at the sight of Smurfette's Smurfy body. Meaty Smurf explored Smurfette's Smurfy breast with his hands and tongue. At first, she was afraid and angry, but there was something about being subdued in this Smurfy manner which made her feel... That's right, Smurfy. Smurfette was surprised to hear a gasp escape her lips, and she felt her nipples being pinched and pulled. Lazy Smurf rubbed his hands over her smooth body. She parted her thighs as he made his way down to her Smurfy cunt lips with his tongue. Brainy Smurf sighed as Smurfette reached up and tugged his pants off. Brainy Smurf lowered himself on his knees and slipped his Smurfy cock inside Smurfette's eager mouth. Smurfette moaned loudly as she felt Lazy Smurf's tool work its way into her sopping Smurf box. By this time, all four Smurfs were naked and grinding. Meaty Smurf was straddling Smurfette and fucking her tits with his cock. Lazy Smurf was slowly working his dick in and out of Smurfette's pussy. And Smurfette was sucking off Brainy Smurf like it was her last meal. Smurfy semen leaked from Meaty Smurf's shaft and oiled Smurfette's Smurfy breast as he stroked them. He held her tits by the nipples with his hands as he moved his cock between her Smurfy soft melons. With all three Smurfable cocks smurfing on her, Smurfette knew she was going to smurf any moment. Lazy Smurf thrust deep into her aching honey pot. Smurfette could feel his Smurfy balls slapping against her ass as he buried himself deep within her pink Smurfable folds. You'd think it would be blue, not pink. Moans escaped from all of the Smurfs as they began squirting in unison. Wow. Brainy Smurf began spewing his Smurfy load down into Smurfette's throat. Meaty Smurf gave Smurfette a Smurferific pearl necklace as his wad shot from his little blue tool. As Smurfette came, her cunt squeezed Lazy Smurf's payload from his member and sent globs of jism oozing from her oiled cunt. Wow, not bad, right? After a moment, they all began to stand. Brainy Smurf helped Smurfette to her feet. They all agreed that it was the most fun they'd ever had and decided to meet again for another hard pump session soon. The end. There you go, a classic edition of Sextastic Tuesday, Smurf porn. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Oh, for the Christ's sakes, you know the drill by now. It's $5 a month or $50 a year, superfreaksideshow.com. It is Distorted View's member site. It's my bread and butter, baby! Today we've got a bonus episode of the show for paying members. Also, that unaired new Sextastic Tuesday story. It's all popping up on the Sideshow today. Sign up now, superfreaksideshow.com, for a limited time. I've still got those lifetime memberships available. You'll never have to deal with PayPal again. No reoccurring charges. Nothing like that. Information is up at superfreaksideshow.com. Three quick quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, President Bush's economic stimulus plan, which involves sending checks of up to $1,200 to every single taxpayer except Tim Henson, has provided a boom to the online porn industry. And if you look a bit harder, I guarantee you the prostitution business is also seeing a bump. And, of course, crack cocaine dealers. Why? Because it's free goddamn money. Money you didn't have to work for, money you weren't expecting. Of course that money's going right up their nose, or into gambling, or to purchase a nice, warm, snuggly pussy for your cuck to burrow its way into for an hour or two. It's like we all won big on a community chess card in Monopoly or something. Yes, bank error! I'm buying me Illinois Avenue. And while we're at it, a blowjob from the mustachioed Monopoly man. Pay up, you silver fox. Today on Distorted View, listeners learn what type of man Tim is into. Old, fat, and gray. Cha-ching! Okay, back to the story here. The Adult Internet Market Research Company... It's not real. Made that up. The Adult Internet Market Research Company. It's one dude in his parents' basement jerking off to Bang Bus videos. After my extensive research, which consisted of polling 50 of my guildmates on World of Warcraft, we've concluded guys jerk off to porn. Stay tuned for further research. Alright, this ridiculous fake group, the Adult Internet Market Research Company, identified a, quote, uncharacteristic increase in spending on online pornography since the checks were sent out. Kirk Mishkin, lead masturbator and head research consultant, said, typically the summer is a slow period for this market, but many of the sites we surveyed have reported 20 to 30% growth in membership rates since mid-May when the checks were sent out. The rebates, which were supposed to stimulate the sagging U.S. consumer sector, instead only stimulated the cocks of men nationwide. A spokeswoman for LSGmodels.com, one of the site's reporting figures to the internet research company, said, quote, in a June 2008 survey of our members, 32% referenced the recent stimulus package as part of their decision to either become a new member or renew an existing membership. The spokeswoman went on to say getting more people to buy porn was probably the last thing Bush had on his mind when he came up with this stimulus package, but we'll take it. Oh, remember our old nemesis, Alexander Kornswald? Well, about a month ago, he wrote an article with the headline, Suck It, Liberals! Stimulus checks being spent on domestic goods. Someone should kindly inform him of this article. Yeah, the checks were spent on domestic goods as long as you consider teenage pussy to be domestic goods, and I do. Although I'm sure a large portion of the checks were also used for Hispanic and sweet Asian pussy. But, you know, we don't need any more money being pumped into China. They're doing well enough for themselves. It disgusts me. I'm proud to be an American. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I don't drink pee. Unlike those Ching Chong Chinamen, who are splashed while on their knees, and I gladly stand up next to you and rebuke their scat-soaked smiles. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. Alright, that's very moving. Second story we have for you today comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Look, if you're gonna kill your baby, I'm not going to stop you. For me, it's just one less cunt turd screaming and whining at a Denny's while I'm trying to eat my goddamn Grand Slam breakfast. So, you know, it's no skin off my back if you want to off your kid, right? But at least use your brains about it. She denied she'd given birth even as she was caught holding a white garbage bag with a crying newborn in it. Look, lady, I'm sorry, the jig's up. If you're stupid enough to not kill your kid first and just plop it in a garbage bag and try to take it outside to the curb, and while you're holding it, police just happen to drop by, you're kinda up shit creek, if you know what I mean. Misha Morton, 30, was arrested Tuesday and faces a charge of attempted murder. She's in jail on no bond. The baby girl, now 2 weeks old, is in good health. Thank God the mother had the foresight to use Hefty brand garbage bags. Otherwise, who knows what could have happened. Generic brands tend to rip. That would cause a concussion if the baby hit her head on cement. God forbid, right? Yes, Misha Morton admitted putting her baby in a bag filled with garbage when she was confronted on the morning of June 14th by a couple she was living with. Authorities say a man arrived home about 6:15 a.m. and found a blood trail that led from the living room to the kitchen. She's a horrible criminal. You clean up your trail. He heard a baby cry and asked Morant if she had given birth to a baby. As Morant stood in the doorway holding a garbage bag, the woman living in the home asked her again about giving birth. Morant responded that the baby was in the bag, and the woman took the closed bag from Morant and found the baby inside. The woman then called police. The mother and child were taken to the Plantation General Hospital, where Morant confessed to putting the baby in the bag. Officials said they placed an immigration hold on Morant, a Jamaican who was in the country illegally.
And I'm proud to be an American who doesn't throw away his baby.
All right.
Not like that dirty Jamaican bitch who threw hers away readily.
That's a bit of a stretch there. We're done. Well, the story we have for you today comes from Alabama, and naturally it's a cockfighting story. Synonymous with Alabama, really. More than 20 people were arrested and tens of thousands of dollars worth of evidence was seized in a major cockfighting operation that was busted in Marshall County this week. Investigators said they're still stunned by the sheer size of the raid, as 21 people were locked up after a cockfighting tournament this weekend. The event was part of a ring that could span across multiple states, with a lot of other criminal activity involved. This is what you're focused on? Isn't there any other major crimes happening? We're really trying to funnel a lot of our resources into cockfighting raids. Then we'll get around to, you know, murder and various manslaughter cases, other felonies. But we've got to crack open this cockfighting case. Quote, this is my 29th year in law enforcement. Let's make this about you, said Marshall County Sheriff Scott Walls. We've had a lot of big things over the years, but this was unbelievable. While raiding a residence outside Boaz, apparently that's a town in Alabama, Saturday night, Marshall County authorities found a homemade cockfighting ring complete with bleachers and even concession stands. I gotta give it to the cockfighting people. Not only are they making money on the bets, but then the concession money, it's smart. These people were businessmen, first and foremost. Roughly 350 people were in attendance, with some coming from as far away as Texas and Louisiana. Investigators said they are still looking for several more suspects. Quote, this is an organized thing, with many major crimes going on the fringes of it. Walls said there were indications of prostitution, ting, alcohol sales, ting, and possession of narcotics at the scene. Sounds like a good time, man. Cockfighting, drugs, pussy. What the hell else could you possibly want? It's a dream vacation weekend. You can't get that at Disney World. This is what should be going on in Vegas. I'm sick of this new family-friendly Vegas bullshit. Let's bring cockfighting to the strip. Blades, spurs, and even steroids for the roosters could be seen amongst the evidence from the home. Some of the roosters were already dead, and the survivors will have to be destroyed. Destroyed and breaded. Tonight we feast on cock carcasses. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Oh, I should tell you guys, I've got some fun stuff in the works to shake up the show a bit. In the coming days, I've got some interviews with celebrities of varying degrees. Later this week, we're going to be doing some live stuff. Now, remember a long time ago, we did a Distorted View daily after show where it was like a live program, basically. We're going to do something like that again. But, it's always been my dream to host a real radio show, right? And I thought I always want to do like a call-in show. So I have a phone number that I'm going to give out later in the week. I'll tell you guys when to call, and I want you guys to call in, and we'll have some topics to discuss. It'll be fun, right? And just stuff like that. I've got some stuff in the works. I'm getting bored with the show. It's the same format every goddamn day. Start doing some new stuff, see how it works out. So look forward to that. Now we can check in with my freaky deaky.
Jagu, Tim. Jagu. It's Ben from the Tampa area.
Hi, Ben.
I just wanted to tell you a story about how my life as a Distorted View freak has now become one with my regular, normal life. You read a story the other day about a criminal named God.
Right, yes.
That was arrested for slinging dope or something down here. And lo and behold, I'm minding my own business at work. I work in one of our local jails. And this douchebag shows up as a new arrival in the area that I worked. And then I realized that Distorted View has reached the mainstream. It's now part of my real life.
Yikes.
So anyway, Jagu, Tim, keep up the good work.
Jagu to you. Worlds are colliding.
Hi, Tim. This is Chris in Ohio with a very special request. I wanted to take a trip down memory lane, and with your help, I can do so.
Okay.
Would you please replay the hydroplaning call that you received some several years ago? It reminded me of being a little boy having my privates tickled. Thank you.
All right. Well, I got the, you know, I'm still working on some old voicemails. This was from back on July 2nd, and I'm pretty sure we did the hydroplaning thing after that, so I'm not playing
Tim
it again.
Henson. This is a sideshow member with a Zune. Just wanted to call out and help those other ones with Zunes.
All right, here
what
we go.
What you need to do is you need to go to, and Jagu!
Jagu.
They need to go and download a program called, used to be iPod or Lemon, it's now called Juice. You go and download that. And it's nice and easy to put the podcast in on there. You can put in your username, your password, and the link and all that.
Right.
You can, what you should do if you're trying to archive them is you want to make sure and take off the send that deletes ones that are 14 days old because I'm kind of, you know, missing some from now.
Uh-huh.
But you do that.
Yes.
And then you set it to download your podcast into the folder that your Zune program is looking for. But you can just go into settings and see it, and you just hit it download
so
into
technical.
There. The Zune program will pick up the new Distorted View podcast. It shows up as the URL for a Distorted View sideshow. And, you know, you just sync it and you're good. You get it every day. It works. So, Tim Henson, Cheryl Markowski, 08, I support, I'm voting. And, Jagu!
Thank you very much. I wasn't calling you a retard. It was just you were speaking so technically with Zune, folders, lemon juice. That makes perfect sense, though. Yes, I've used that juice program. It's very good. All right, next up.
Oh, Tim, the day has come where you're reading stories about repeat offenders for the same crime. You mentioned about the guy who was collecting little boys' urine or whatever, and they said that he'd been arrested in 2006.
Oh,
for,
Jesus Christ, we read about that, didn't we?
The same thing at a movie theater. I distinctly remember you reading that story on Distorted View at that time.
I kind of remember that too now that you mention it.
Hey, Tim, just...
We've really been around the block, haven't we? I remember that.
Hey, Tim, just paid for a Sideshow Lifetime subscription.
Ooh, nice.
That was interesting. I actually expected it to be more money, so I think it's definitely worth the money that it is. And also, my only question is, it says the five-year thing, and you said that it explains that it doesn't. So it, does it do some kind of recurring thing, or will it, or is it just like, that's it? Like, it won't try to remind me of, like, retarded shit in 5 years. Just wondering. Thanks.
Yeah, there's something weird with, like, the reoccurring thing. Like, when you sign up for a lifetime membership, it says it's for 5 years. It's not going to charge you again after that. However, since it is a lifetime membership, what you can do is go into your PayPal subscriptions and cancel your lifetime membership with PayPal. That way, if you're concerned at all about the five-year thing and you just want to make sure, feel free to cancel with PayPal because, you know, you've got a lifetime membership. It's not going to do anything if you cancel with PayPal. You'll still have your membership and all that sort of good stuff. Does that make sense? In other words, don't you worry your pretty little head about anything, but if it would make you feel better or give you some sort of comfort, feel free to cancel your lifetime membership with PayPal. You'll still remain active on the sideshow, I guess. Jesus Christ, I'm going to stop talking. Give myself a train wreck. All right.
Why do little boys have to have such sweet taste in piss?
I don't know. Ask Mr. Owl. It's sweet tasting rectum, lady.
Tim, this is BSP. Isn't it cool that when I call in your voicemail line, I make my voice sound low and growly like this? It's fucking awesome. Even though in real life, I probably sound like a 12-year-old Japanese schoolgirl. Anyway,
them are fighting words. BSP will not take that lying down.
Japanese schoolgirl. Anyway, I just thought I'd call and tell you that ICP rules.
There you go. Someone is not a VSP fan today. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. DistortedView.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD is an ill god.
Why does man have to have such a sweet rectum?
Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. If you're not a member of the Sideshow, sign up now. You'll get a bonus episode of DV plus the unaired Sextastic Tuesday story. We will see you back tomorrow for the Big Wednesday program. Until then, bye, everybody! Bye!
The suburbs, except that he was talented. I'm rocking the suburbs. I take the checks and face the facts. Some producer with computers fixes all my shitty drives these days. Yeah, I'm rocking the suburbs. Yeah, I'm rocking the suburbs.
Dick enough.